Welcome to this summary from TestLeaf. Today, we're walking through the blog, Complete Beginner's Guide for XPath in Selenium Automation. If you've ever struggled to locate web elements using standard selectors like IDs or class names, this guide is designed just for you. XPath is a powerful tool in Selenium, used to navigate and pinpoint elements when the usual locators fall short. The article starts by explaining what XPath is, a way to traverse HTML or XML structure and accurately select nodes. XPath becomes indispensable when web elements are dynamic, lack stable identifiers, or have complex class names. That's when standard locators just don't cut it. Next, it breaks down the two types of XPath expressions, absolute XPath, which is a full path from the root element, and relative XPath, which starts midway and is generally more flexible and reliable. Techniques for writing robust XPath. The guide then dives into actionable techniques for writing robust XPath expressions. Attribute-based XPath. For example, input, at id equals, email. Text-based XPath, like, tag, text, equals, example text. Contains-based XPath, for handling dynamic attributes or partial matches, using syntax like, tag, contains, at attribute, value. Collection-based XPath, which uses indexing to pinpoint specific elements among multiple matches, e.g., tag, at attribute equals, value, 1. The blog also highlights common pitfalls. Your XPath may fail if the DOM changes, so relative paths are safer. It covers typical errors you might encounter, like no such element or invalid selector, when syntax is incorrect or the targeted element doesn't exist. In short, mastering these XPath strategies, relative paths, attribute, text-based searches, partial matches, and indexing, empowers any tester to handle dynamic and complex web elements with confidence. For a deeper dive, complete with examples and visuals, check out the full blog post now at linktotestleaf.com.